It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction, your daily mindfulness training session for those navigating life after faith. My name is Jeremy West. I am your host, and today we're addressing a raw and deeply personal topic: the harm caused by religious teachings that equate suffering with deserved punishment, and how to heal from that damage. If you've ever felt like your depression or struggles were somehow a sign of your unworthiness or that you deserved to suffer, I want you to know that you are not alone and you don't have to carry these beliefs with you anymore. Religious teachings often emphasize human imperfection. While this can be a call to humility, it's also been used to justify suffering, which leaves many people trapped in cycles of guilt, shame, and despair. When you have been taught that your pain is part of a divine plan, or worse, that you deserve it, it can erode your sense of safety in the world. For someone dealing with depression, this message is especially devastating. It creates a belief system where you are fundamentally broken, relief from suffering is beyond your control, and pleas for help may go unanswered, reinforcing feelings of abandonment. These beliefs are not only harmful, they're untrue. The idea that you deserve your suffering or could deserve worse after death is a product of indoctrination, not reality. To begin deconstructing this, it's helpful to ask some key questions. Where did this belief come from? Was it taught to you as a child or reinforced in moments of vulnerability? Recognizing its source can help you see it as external rather than inherent to you. Does this belief align with your current understanding of the world? Consider whether this idea serves your mental health, relationships, or personal growth. If it doesn't, it may be time to let it go. How would you respond if someone you love believed this about themselves? Often we're kinder to others than we are to ourselves. Imagine telling a friend they deserve to suffer. How does that feel? Probably wrong, right? Now apply that compassion to yourself. You are not broken or undeserving of love and peace. You are human. You've been through hard things just like many others, and that doesn't make you flawed, it makes you resilient. Here's how mindfulness can help you reconnect with your humanity and find healing. Step one, acknowledge your pain without judgment. When feelings of unworthiness or despair arise, pause and name them. For example, I'm feeling overwhelmed by sadness right now, or I'm having the thought that I'm not worthy. This act of naming your emotions and your thoughts creates space between you and the belief that they define you. Second step is to practice radical self-compassion. Remind yourself that it is okay to struggle. You are human, and being human means experiencing the full spectrum of emotions. Try this mantra: I am doing the best I can. I am worthy of love and peace. And the third step is to cultivate a sense of safety in the present moment. When religious teachings have made the world feel unsafe, mindfulness can ground you in the here and now. Here's a grounding exercise to try. Sit comfortably and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in for four counts, hold for four, and out for six, and repeat to yourself, in this moment, I am safe. The more you practice this, the more your body and mind will begin to trust that safety is possible. Without the narrative that suffering is deserved, what can you replace it with? Resilience. Instead of seeing your struggles as punishment, view them as evidence of your strength. You've faced so much and you are still here. That is something to honor. Connection. Your experiences, painful as they may be, connect you to others. Every human being knows what it's like to feel pain, and that shared experience can be a source of compassion and understanding. Possibility. Pain is part of life, but it's not all of life. Healing is possible and joy can exist alongside sadness. I remember feeling abandoned and broken during my deconstruction. I've been taught to pray for relief, but when the prayers didn't seem to work, I blamed myself. What mindfulness taught me is that I didn't need to wait for someone else, divine or otherwise, to grant me peace. I could create it for myself, one small moment at a time. One turning point came during a particularly hard day. I was overwhelmed by feelings of inadequacy and despair. I sat down to meditate and focused on my breath. Slowly, I began to feel the weight lift, not because the situation changed, but because I allowed myself to feel without judgment. If this resonates with you, you might make today's daily intention. How many more ways can I meet myself with compassion and remember my inherent worth even more? For more on setting daily intentions, revisit episode 59 of season 1, It's Now Again. The idea that you deserve to suffer is not true. It's a harmful belief that you can unlearn. By practicing mindfulness, cultivating self-compassion, and reframing your narrative, you can begin to heal and find a sense of safety in the world again. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If you have questions or thoughts to share, visit jeremywest.net, where you can also find out about my group and one-on-one mindfulness coaching. Also, if you have enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and rate the podcast on whatever podcast app that you use, comment on YouTube, whatever you can do to further this message out to the world. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it is now again.